Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
You okay today?
Yeah, of course I am. Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
Getting in quick this week. Do you ever find yourself visiting your local Poundland at all?
I can't say I do, to be honest with you. Although Poundland were open, I think, during the course of the pandemic on the basis that they sell essential goods, particularly food, of course.
What kind of food do they sell?
Toffee-fee, £1. Mars bars, £1. Yeah. I don't know what else. I have no idea.
Well, they've done quite well. Turnover across the business, €2 billion in the past 6 months.
Very nice. Very nice, too. Good profits.
Shouldn't the CMA be having a look at it? Because they've revealed that 10% of their products are no longer priced at £1.
Oh.
They go from 50p up to £10.
I'm not sure that's the Competition and Markets Authority's provision.
Trade Descriptions Act, isn't it? Little Johnny goes in clutching his pound coin, finds a plastic replica Millennium Falcon Star Wars fighter priced at £9. He hasn't got enough to pay for it. He wants to see the manager.
Lots of disappointment there. Are you speaking from personal experience here?
No.
Do you have Euro stores?
Do we have anything like that, Sarah? I don't think we do. Do we?
No.
Nothing tacky like that.
No.
South of France,
especially not in the JLP.
Nothing like that in Monaco.
No, absolutely not. No. Maybe Poundland should open a shop in Monaco.
£500 store.
I'm sure they do a roaring trade. Anyway, let's move on to the markets. Better day on Wall Street yesterday as President Biden unveiled his latest infrastructure bill.
Yeah, USX is climbing to all-time highs. The president announcing that bipartisan deal. Cyclicals outperformed financials, energy, industrials, leading the gains in the S&P 500. Caterpillar, the world's largest maker of mining construction equipment, shares jumping there on the back of the announcement. Sentiment also helped by economic data. Applications for U.S. state unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Orders for durable goods rose in May at the fastest pace since January. S&P 500, Nasdaq up around about 0.6%. 10-year Treasury yield held steady at 1.49%. Dollar slightly weaker, only down by 0.2%. The risk-on environment saw investors moving out of gold. Gold down by 0.5%. $1,774 an ounce this morning, but the that wave of positivity that we saw on Wall Street filtering through to the open on the European bourses this morning. We're currently calling the FTSE up 8 points, DAX over in Frankfurt up 18 points, CAC 40 in Paris up 11 points.
Yes, Mr. Biden thinks he's got a deal, but has he?
Well, these things are always difficult. The bipartisan element is seen as important, significant infrastructure bill. Depends which one you look at and how long, but the first one, $579 billion aimed at boosting productivity and improving growth prospects. Legislation is expected to move through Congress alongside separate Democrats-only bill, of course, that would spend trillions more on human infrastructure. The infrastructure bill would finance a range of programs, including the largest investment in public transit in the US history. It includes repairs to roads and bridges, network of 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles, the elimination of lead service lines for water systems, expansion of broadband, and the development of resistant power lines. I don't know what they've got in place at the moment, but that all sounds quite good. Costly expenditures would be offset by a variety of revenue raising provisions, including stronger enforcement of tax collection from the wealthy and sales from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Enter pantomime villain Mitch McConnell, who doesn't like it. And if it clears the Senate, that's a big question, really, isn't it?
Seen as expensive and not focused is these broad plans by Republicans. They're concerned about how it's going to be paid for at a time, of course, when deficits are rising dramatically and set to continue to do so over the course of the next few years. Debt to GDP rates in the US above 100% for the first time since the post-war era, or just after the post-war era, actually. So markets will be watching that closely to see how it plays out. The question is, of course, is this investment worth it? Will it be efficient? They invest this money and it allows the US economy to reshape itself to meet the challenges of the modern world and, of course, to meet things like climate change and environmental standards, then that will be seen as a positive investment long term. So its efficiency of how this money is distributed will become incredibly important.
Foreign exchange, there's a lot of eyes on the US inflation data today.
Yeah, markets will be watching that. In some ways, that debate has already been playing out, of course, with the Federal Reserve. We saw that significant print of CPI for May at 5% today. We get the PCE figures, which is the Fed's preferred measure, expected to be elevated and continue to rise over the course of the next few months, but then start to ease down as you look through 2022 to a more digestible 2% level. So the Fed will probably still be arguing around this transitory message that has been driven by a series of one-off factors, including base effects, higher energy prices, and supply bottlenecks. So I think markets will actually take this one in its stride, it has to be said, given what we've heard from the Fed over the course of the past couple of weeks. On the June statement, you remember, Federal Reserve pointed to more ingrained inflationary pressures, perhaps, and a quickening pace of tapering. Over the last week, we've heard testimony from Jerome Powell saying that he still believes it's going to be temporary, and New York Fed President Williams saying, perhaps more importantly, the interest rate hikes are still some way off. So it's been a somewhat of a calming measure around the threat of inflation during the course of this week. What does that mean? I think they'll take the inflation figures in their stride, markets today.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.19. You can get €1.16.5 for your British pound this morning.
Get the curly wordy from Poundland when you're passing, will you?
Is that your favourite? Do you like those?
I love it. My teeth
don't
know.
They are quite good curly wordies, actually, aren't they?
Well, I haven't had one for years. I'll take your word for it.
I'm going to go and get you one.
Have a nice weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Talk to you Monday. I think Potts and Barclay.